your life today, and you've just got a lot going on, but there's something that God has put way down on me, and I want to share this with you, and here it is. And I know I'm in a church setting, and I know that I've got some scholars among me, and I got some teachers among me, but this morning I want to use a Detroit term. They ain't nothing too hard for God. They ain't nothing too hard for God. I don't care what you're going through, where you've been, what's ahead of you, ain't nothing too hard for God. Now, if you believe that, can I get an amen? And for the rest of you, by the end of the sermon, I hope you get an amen. Amen? Jeremiah 32 and verse number 27, I ask you to stand once again as we reverence the reading of God's Word. And the Bible says, in Jeremiah 32, 27, the Bible says, "And behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" Our Father and our God, in Jesus' name we pray that you would bless the reading of your word. Bless the next few moments the way you already have. Lord, I know that I'm in over my head. I beg you this morning to please, please, please anoint me with the Holy Ghost. Let me not just preach, Father. Oh, there it is. Let me not just preach with unction, but let me preach with the power of the Holy Ghost this morning. The words that you've given me, let them come forth. What don't need to come forth, I pray you'd shut it up now. Lord, I pray you'd remove it now. Father, if they be one lost, save them. If they be one backslidden, bring them back to that place in their life where they was in fellowship and in love with you. Father, this morning I pray, if there's one in a storm, that you would cease that storm. And Lord God, we'd give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. Guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let it be all about you and nothing about me. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. I want to share with you what God has burnt on my heart this week. There ain't nothing too hard for God. Did you know that this morning? There's not nothing that you're going to go through, nothing that you've been through, nothing that Satan is throwing your way that is too hard for God. You may have had a doctor's report, or you may have heard something that shattered your spirit, but I want you to know I got good news this morning that there ain't nothing too hard for God. And I want to show you in the Word of God what ain't too hard for God. And number one, before you'll get anything else, I'd like to say to you that number one this morning, there is nothing too hard for God, because He can save your soul. He can save your soul this morning. The Bible says in Luke 19:10, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." That's what He does. He comes to save the lost individual. He comes to save the lost man, woman, boy, or girl. This morning, can I say to you, hey, once a drop of the blood of Jesus Christ has touched your life, it'll save you from your sin. He says that He's come to seek and to save that which was lost. There's not nothing that He can't do, and there's not nothing that is too hard on Him. The Bible also says in Romans 10:13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I want you to know this morning, John 3:16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." Have you ever looked into John 3:16? Have you ever looked into it and seen how much God loves you there? I want you to look at the love that is found at Calvary. The Bible says there, "For God so love the world." Hey, you know what? He loved you and I that much, and there ain't nothing that He can't do. I want you to look at the love that was found at Calvary. "For God so loved the world." But I want you to look at the load that He took upon Himself. He said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." Can you imagine that this morning? There ain't nothing that God can't do. If He'll give His Son for you and I, there ain't nothing that He won't meet in our life. There's not nothing He won't save us from. There ain't nobody that He won't save us from this morning. He said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." Look at that load this morning that He put upon Himself, that He put upon Jesus Christ. Hey, when He sent Him to the cross of Calvary. Hey, but I don't only see the love that He had there. I don't only seen the load that he was under. Hey, but I see it, the liberty that we receive. Hey, when we call on the name of Jesus, amen. He said, for whosoever, and that's good enough with me, let him come. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. I want you to look at the liberty that we have, and the freedom that we have this morning. We shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This morning, can I say to you that there ain't nothing God can't do? He can save your soul this morning. There's nothing too hard for God. Hey, but number two, I'd like for you to turn with me to Mark chapter number 4 and verse number 37 this morning. I'm excited to be here, ain't you? Man, I'm excited to be in this place this morning and see what God has for us. He says this morning, ain't nothing too hard for God. Number one, he can save your soul. Hey, but number two, he is the only one in your life that can speak to your storms. He is the only one that can save your soul, and he is the only one that can speak to the storms that are in your life. If you're caught up in a storm this morning, can I say to you, the only body that can help you is Jesus Christ. Look what the Bible says in Mark 4:37, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full, and he was in the hinder part of the ship, in the ship asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and said unto him, Master, carest not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Hey, can I say to you that he'll speak to your storms? Number one, even when the storm is great. Hey, even when it is great and it's taking on and it's getting full and it's flooding your life and you feel like you're going under and you don't know where to go. I got good news this morning. There ain't nothing that he can't do. Hey, God can reach right down there in the middle of your storm. Hey, and pull you out of that storm. Hey, did you know this morning he didn't die for the storms that are in your life? He died for you on that cross. Hey, storms are going to come to the lost man. Hey, storms are going to come to the saved man. But I thank God this morning that I have an anchor that holds. Amen. I have an anchor that holds me when I can't hold on this morning. I see even when the storm is great, he'll speak to your storms. But even when your storms has beat you down, he'll speak to your storms. Not only was it full, and not only did it get to beat, ain't nothing too hard for God. Can I get an amen? He'll speak even when the storm is great, even when the storm has beat you down. But I want you to get this, even when the storm has filled your life and stole your peace, he'll speak to your storm. That's the only body that'll calm a storm in your life. Child of God, this morning you're walking in a storm. The only you got to do is call on the name of Jesus, and he can calm that storm in your life. I noticed something in there. He told the storm, he said, peace be still. Not one time did he said, please. He don't please nothing but you and I. He pleases me. He pleases you. He pleases that child of God. But when he got there and that storm was boisterous and it was raging and it was all around them and they didn't know what to do and they called on him and he awoke, you know what he said? He said, peace be still. Instantly that wave and them and the ocean and everything around them come to a halt. It come to a stop. It obeyed him. And this morning, can I say to you, on the authority of God's word, there ain't nothing God can't do. If you're in a storm this morning, he will calm your storm this morning. And he'll save your soul this morning if you're lost. He says this. He said, there is nothing that he can't do. He arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, ain't nothing too hard for God. He said, boys, why are you so fearful? Boys, why are you so fearful? I told you just a few verses before, we're going to the other side. Mark 5, they made it to the other side. Child of God in here this morning, if you're saved, you're going to the other side. You're going to the other side. You're going to make it to the other side. Now, what goes on before where he told you that you're going to make it to the other side and getting to the other side? It ain't nothing but circumstances. It ain't nothing but the old devil throwing things your way. And all you've got to do is call on your commander in chief and he will show up in your life. Stories told about an old boy got shipwrecked. He was out in the ocean, out in the sea, out in a place. And said they tried to find him, and days in and days out, they couldn't find him. The storm had to quieten down before it got to where they could go to him. And finally, they got out there, and they seen the old boy. And they seen him out there, and he was hollering. And he was wrapped up on a big old rock out there that was just sitting out there for some reason. He got wrapped up on that thing. He couldn't get no closer to the shore, but he got as close as he could get. And when they pulled up to get him, they said, "Was you worried? Hey, was you scared? Was you fretting? Was you all tore up with your nerves? Are you panicking? Hey, I got to say to you, child of God, your nerves shouldn't overwhelm you. You shouldn't get in panic attacks. Carry it to the one that can heal your panic attack." He said, they got to him, they said, "Son, are you okay? Was you nervous?" He said, "Day one, I was a little scared. But as I stayed out here, and the longer I realized this rock wasn't going to move. Woo! The longer I stayed out here in this storm, the longer I stayed out here, and the waves and the wind got to beating, I understood this rock wasn't going to move, and I understood I wasn't going to let go. I clung to that rock. I held on to that rock. Can I say to you that Jesus is the rock of my salvation? The hope that I hold on to, the peace that I have is found in Jesus Christ." I see, number one, Brother J.D., he'll save your soul. There's not nobody in this room that's too bad to be saved. Ain't you thankful for that? Ain't you thankful for that? Somebody asked me one time, said, "Can so-and-so come to church?" Hey, a meth head pastors his church, amen? Now, just don't sit there all spiritual. Don't sit there all spiritual. Saved, bought, born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, but I got a past. But you know what, Brother Mike Lilly, every time old Satan tries to bring up my past, I just remind him of my future and his future. I'm going to be set free one day. I'm going to be out of here, out of this bondage, out of these chains, out of everything he's trying to bind me down with. I'm going to be sitting in the glory land. I'm going to be sitting over there with Jesus, singing in the sweet by and by, amen. And old devil, he's going to be burning in hell. Hey, the one that gives you trouble here, he's not the winner. He is the loser today. I see, number one, he can save your soul. No matter who you are or where you've been, he can save your soul. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that he can save your soul. And if you're saved this morning, listen to me. If you're lost and you're trying to get your storms took care of, you're in trouble. For the lost man, he's not going to silence your storm. You've got to be saved for him to silence your storm. But I see not only can he get to that place that he can silence your storms after he saved your soul, but he can silence Satan. He can silence Satan. He can silence the devil himself. This morning, I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm talking to somebody that he has been in your ear long enough. And it's time for you to cry out to the Almighty God and say, "Get behind me, Satan, in the name of Jesus." Nothing defeats him. You ain't. Biggest, baddest, best Christian in the building, you're not strong enough to defeat Satan. You're not. I'm sorry to tell you. As your pastor, I have no authority over Satan. Only authority I have is in the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus Christ. When I call on his name, the authority comes, the help comes, and the help is on the way, and it takes care of business. I see he can save my soul. There ain't nothing too hard for God. He can save my soul. He can silence my storms. He can take care of storms in my life. Take care of storms in my life. Have you ever just been in turmoil, and that sweet Holy Ghost just comes up there and just sits down beside you? And everybody's still in a turmoil, and he's just patting you. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Sister Kate, when you got something going on in your life, and everything's going chaotic, and you don't know what to do, and you don't know what's going to happen, and your earthly daddy. Now listen, I can pat you on the back, and it's okay? Brother Les can pat you. But when Brother Lee slides up there beside you and puts his arm around you, and he says, "Baby," because he's your father, you know what I'm saying? Only he would do that. See, God ain't going to slide up, only because he's your father. He slides up there past you and says, "Baby, the storm that you're in, don't worry about it. Because you know who it is. You know that gentle touch, don't you? You know that touch because he saved your soul. He has silenced them storms, and he is silencing the mouth of Satan in your life." Turn with me, if you will, oh, glory to Luke chapter number 4. I want to show you this, where he takes care of Satan, and he'll take care of him in your life as well. I want to show you this. He'll silence Satan. But why does he do that? Luke chapter number 4 and verse number 8. I want to show you why he does that in our life and why he helps us. This morning, ain't nothing too hard for God. Ain't nothing too hard for God. I'm talking to somebody this morning that you think you're done. I'm telling you, you're not done. This is only the beginning today. He can silence Satan. Luke 4:8, "And Jesus answered and said unto him," only he has the authority to talk to him, and he calls him what he is, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written." Your word that you've got in your lap is a word that will defeat Satan, because this is God. Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Verse number 12, and Jesus answered and said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Preacher, how can he silence Satan in my life? Because he dealt with him personally. Jesus dealt with Satan personally. Personally, he went to him, and personally, he dealt with him. But can I give you something else? Not only he dealt with him personally, but Jesus Christ defeated Satan publicly. On the cross of Calvary, when my Savior, your Savior, was hung on the cross of Calvary, he defeated Satan publicly. Listen to me this morning. They hung him on a cross, took him off that cross and put him in a borrowed tomb. And for 3 days he laid in that borrowed, listen to me. And on that third day he come forth, but listen to me. Can you imagine on day one, old Satan comes to him and says, is he still there? He's still there. Is he got stiff yet? Oh, he's dead. There's no life left in him. He is completely dead. He's not asleep. He's not taking a nap. He's gone. He's dead. Second day in, Brother O, they want to know, how's he doing? How's Jesus doing? He's still there. He's still dead. But we got a problem, boys. He ain't stiffening up real, real hard. And on that third day, he came forth. And he defeated death, hell, and the grave. Because he has power over that, there's nothing too hard for God. There ain't nothing God can't do. He defeated him personally, and he defeated him publicly on the cross of Calvary. There ain't nothing God can't do. And at the name of Jesus, he will drive him away powerfully, and there ain't nothing too hard for God. I told you this morning that he can save your soul. I told you this morning he can silence every storm that's in your life. I'm going to ask you a question. Does it matter if the storm's going on if it ain't beating the fire out of you? No. Does it matter that it's out there raging if you're not in it? No. You can be in it all you want to be, but as long as it ain't beating you to death, hey, he silences that storm. They were still right where they was at. It just silenced down. He can silence Satan. But I want to give you something right here that really touched my heart. He can separate your stress. He can take what you're stressed about this morning, he can separate it out. He can take what you're worried about, what has stressed you, what has drove you completely insane for so long, and he can take it and just lay it down at the feet of Jesus. I look around this room today as a pastor of this church, I see a lot of folk. A lot of folk. A lot of stressful folk. A lot of hurting folk. A lot of weary folk. A lot of folk that love Jesus. But they know without his hand on their life, they're done dead meat. They're done. Brother Joe Belcher sent me a picture when we was up at building 6 years ago. Sent me a picture of me and him and Brandy. I showed it to Brandy. She got to laughing. And I said, what is it? She said, man, what 6 years has done. I said, and I looked at that picture and I got looking. I look at my picture now and I realize the stress that's been on my life for 6 years. The stress that I allow to come in and you allow to come into your life. How stress and anxiety and fear and depression, which all is real. Every bit of it's real. If you don't believe me, just do not get you a case of it. Because you get you a case of it, you're in trouble. Every bit of that's real and it'll climb on your back and it'll ride you as long as you let it ride. And it starts showing on your face, your character, everything about you. This morning, listen to me, child of God, there ain't nothing God can't do. And if you're in here this morning, you walked in stressed out, I mean about to blow a top, remember this, that's not of God. God is not the author of confusion. He gives us peace. 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 If I ask you to raise your hand, do not do it. But if I did, who in here's got peace? But if I ask you in here don't have no peace right now, whose hand would go up? And here's where I fit in. Who in here struggles with keeping peace? So how do I do that, preacher? You got to get to the point that you understand ain't nothing too hard for God. If He saved your soul, He has silenced your storm, He's took care of Satan, He can handle your stress this morning. Don't let stress rob you. Turn with me, if you will, to 1 Corinthians 14 and verse number 33. I want to show you this morning. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse number 33. I want to show you this in the Word of God. There ain't nothing that God can't do. There ain't nothing God can't do. There ain't nothing God can't do. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse number 33, here's what the Bible says. For God. There ain't nothing God can't do, but there is some things God can't do. He can't lie. Of course, we know that. He can't lie. But look here, for God, and he does not cause confusion. For God is not the author of confusion. If you're confused in here this morning, and you just don't understand this morning, why not come to the author of peace this morning? For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. There's nothing too hard for God this morning. There's nothing too hard for God. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I want you to know there's nothing that's going on in your life right now that's too hard for God. If what's going on in your life feels like it's overwhelming, take it to God. If what's in your life right now feels like you're about to drown, take it to God. If what's in your life right now is overwhelming you and overtaking you, take it to God. Publicly, He wants to help you. And He wants to help you privately in your life. He's wanting to take care of you, help you, relieve you, and set you free. I'm going to share something with you, and I hope you have eyes to see. It's so trivial and so little. So trivial. I told it in Sunday school. So trivial and so little. So trivial and so little. But God spoke to my heart at a little ball game the other night. We was at a ball game watching BT play. And Kaylee and Kyler was sitting in front of me. Me and my wife. Ain't nothing God can't do. He can speak to you anytime in your life. We're sitting behind them. I went and got me a soda pop, right? That's what you do at a game. Went and got me a bag of popcorn. I sit down. I'm tearing that popcorn up. I'm talking about, son, I'm eating it like you ain't seen. We just got done eating supper. I don't know why I was eating it. I was just eating it. Y'all ever done that? I don't know why I was eating it. I'm just eating it. I'm about a ball game. Ain't nothing God can't do. He'll speak to you anywhere. So I'm filling my mouth full of popcorn. Kyler turns around and looks me dead in the face. I said, you doing all right? I said, I'm doing good. My sisters are sitting there. They ain't said a word. Kaylee turns around, looks at me, and she says, what are you doing? I said, what do you mean? She said, you have got one of the biggest boogers hanging out of your nose I've ever seen. That place is, there's people everywhere. There's a better way this can be handled. Hey, and the ones that can't get, you fixing to get this. The one, you're fixing to get this. And as I sat there and I'm listening to my daughter tell me that I have a problem, my first thing, Brother Jerry Gabby, is I'm offended. I'm offended because we could have handled this some other way. You know, she's seen it. She could have got it. You fixing to get it. She's seen it. She could have got it. She's seen it. She could have wiped it. She seen it, she could have done anything. But instead, she called me out on it. My first reaction was, I can't believe she done this. This morning, God's called somebody out. I ain't called you out. I'm just telling you what He's put on my heart this week. I've not called not a person in this room out. And when you get to saying the preacher's called you out, you need to back up and get in the Holy Ghost. I've not called you out. The Holy Spirit calls you out. He's either calling you out this morning to be saved. He's either calling you out this morning to get out of the storm that you're in and silence it. He's calling you out to get away from Satan and all them naysayers and bind it down in the name of Jesus. Or He is telling you you got stress on your life and ain't doing nothing but putting you to an early grave. Now you pick which one you want to choose. And as I sat there, she got up and I said, "Is it there?" She said, "It's there. I've done been offended, but now I want it gone." It's not her job to get it out. It's not her nose. It's not her, it's my nose, my finger. Y'all smart. Y'all very smart. What'd you do, preacher? Did you get up and do it real modest and go get you a napkin and, oh no, I'm done embarrassed. I'm done there. But listen, it didn't fix the problem. Knowing where your problem is and not taking care of it the right way does not fix the problem. He said, there ain't nothing God can do if you bring it to Him. What was in my nose is on my finger now. Now what am I going to do? You see, if you don't handle it the right way and take it to God, God will speak to you through anything. So what'd you do, preacher? I had to go clean it up and get rid of it. This morning, if you don't handle stress, that's in a pill bottle. It's not going to fix the stress that's in your life. It won't do it. You can take all the anxiety pills you want to take. It will not fix it. It's only through the blood of Jesus. It's only through begging Him. It's only through pleading the blood of Jesus on your life that He'll fix it. All them things does, it just moves it from one area to another area. All it does is move it from one place to another place. Takes it from here to there. But Jesus says this, "For God so loved the world that He gave. If He'll give His Son, He'll give you peace. He'll give you what you need this morning." As I walked away from that ball field, Brother Brent, I thought she could have handled that another way. Preacher, why did she do that? Number one, she loves me. And she didn't want me to walk around with that. People that love you will call you out. If you got a fan base that never calls you out, you ain't got much of a fan base. But if you got one that'll get in your face with 50 people sitting around, you got somebody that loves you. This morning, as your pastor, I love you. And the Bible says there's nothing too hard for God if you'll bring it to Him. I know that sounds so little, but He spoke to me in so big a way that just wiping it ain't enough. Just bandaging it up ain't enough. There's nothing too hard for God. This morning He'll save your soul. He'll silence your storms. He'll silence Satan and get you right away from you. And He'll take your stress and He'll shred it, because He's not the author of confusion, Sister Holly. He's the author of peace. And you will not have peace unless you come to the author of peace. Father, I love You and I thank You for this day. Lord God, what's so small and so simple we all have. How You use the small things to open our eyes and open our ears and open our hearts. Father, that one that's sitting there this morning that is stressed, slapped to the gill. They don't know how they're going to make ends meet. They don't know how they're going to keep their spouse at home. They're wanting to leave. They're wanting to get out. Their kids are going wild. They don't know what to do. And they feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders right now. And Father, they don't know where to turn. There's only one way they can turn and only one place they can turn. And that's to turn to Jesus. Turn to You this morning, Father. Oh, that one that is stressed out. That one, Father, that's got storms that's raging. And oh, Satan won't leave them alone. He just whispers in their ear. Lord, I pray this morning they get to that place where they can hear You say, "Peace, be still." Father, I thank You that You're my author. And I thank You that You're the finisher of my faith. Lord, I pray right now You take this mess, turn it into a message. Lord God, You use it. You help it. Lord God, You put it where it needs to be and You put it in the heart that it needs to go in. For the one that's too spiritual and too intelligent to get it, Lord, I pray You take it up to their level. Lord, for the one that's so small and can't understand, I pray You take it down to their level. Lord, I thank You that's where You found me, at the very bottom. I thank you that you brought the gospel to me. I love you and I thank you. And I thank you for sending your son, Jesus. It's in Jesus' name I ask and pray. All of God's people said. I ask you to